Russian President Vladimir Putin has about 4 more years on his second term. Then, according to Russian term limits, he must stand aside. But there's speculation Putin plans to stay in office past 2008. This week, in neighboring Belarus, authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko won a referendum that could allow him to hold power indefinitely. And many analysts expect Putin to follow that example. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Pavel Baradin is a former Kremlin aide and Putin confidant. He's now state secretary for the loose union between Russia and Belarus. Baradin made big headlines this week by repeatedly saying Russia should follow the example of Belarus, a country increasingly isolated under President Alexander Lukashenko's iron grip. Baradin even said Putin's power was given by God.
Slavic peoples have always lived with the Tsar, and we will have a Tsar in Russia too. Putin can do this. I think it's entirely realistic that he can serve 3, 4, or 5 terms.
If Putin did serve 5 terms, ruling until the year 2023, he'd still only be 70 years old. However, a Kremlin spokesman said Baradin's comments were only his personal opinion. But political commentator Vladimir Pribilovsky is among many here who saw Baradin's high-profile comments as significant.
Baradin was a test to gauge public reaction. It's the start of the process of getting people used to the idea that this is going to happen.
Polls show almost 50% of Russians do not object to changing the constitution so that Putin can run again. Opposition parties say the Kremlin manipulated previous elections by using massive state resources, intimidation, and the state media, and it will so again. Putin already enjoys a docile parliament. His two-thirds supermajority makes it easier to pass constitutional amendments. Analyst Nikolai Petrov of the Moscow Carnegie Center predicts Russia's system will be altered to keep Putin in power.
I would say that, first of all, it's inevitable, and second, there are no doubts that the Kremlin will initiate this, and it can be done in different ways. It can be shown as not necessarily the Kremlin's initiative.
Petrov says such an initiative could be portrayed as simply a popular grassroots effort to keep Putin in office. Liberal opposition leader Irina Hakamada says the factions within the Kremlin would turn on each other if Putin left, and so it's in their interest to keep him in office.
People around him, they have a very great interest to keep their property and their economic resources for ages. It is profitable for them to have predictable figure as a president, for example, Mr. Putin.
After being re-elected, Putin denied he wanted to amend the Constitution. But critics say Putin is already flouting the Constitution with his latest initiative to scrap local elections and instead appoint regional leaders. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.